No reports of injuries. That's the moral. Just questions.
How's Todd Davis
doing? He's doing okay. He's treating. The swelling's getting better, but he's still sore, really sore.
Do you expect him?
Not sure. It's a long week. It's an extra day. That helps us. But he is working hard at it, so we'll see.
Anything you concentrated that you can share in the walkthrough as far as, I don't know, certain assignments or?
Well, having an extra day, you know, really helps us this week because offensively it's a multiple personnel offense. So we just spend our time on defense just getting lined up to their multiple looks and obviously offensively facing their defense. It's an aggressive man-free defense with some pressure. So we spent our time there. Special teams, it's a great unit. I mean, they're number two in the league in a lot of categories. They've got a great returner, a great punter and kicker. So we just want to be sound and detailed in that area also.
We thought we saw in the beginning Ryan Dixon working
right
on sideline punting with Tom Hill. Maybe that would be
right.
The strategy.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Okay. Vance, how does Brock look in practice? And with Lynch back now,
sure.
How do you divvy up all the quarterbacks?
Well, first of all, Paxton's back. I mean, this is first day, so it was very limited. It was a jog through today. So even tomorrow when it's full practice, Paxton won't be in a lot of reps. I mean, it's his first day back. He's still working back from injury. Brock's looked fine. You know, Brock's very engaged, very smart, a great leader. So he's looked fine in practice.
What's Paxton's time frame for being available?
What's his time frame? We're not sure. You know, it depends on Paxton. It depends on his health. You know, right now, I mean, he's thrown the last week and a half with a little soreness, not much. So again, this is his first day back tomorrow with a real football practice. So we'll see.
What is your impression of what Kareem Hunt has brought to the table as a rookie for them?
I mean, he's a special back. I mean, he's averaged 100 yards a game. I think in the first six games, you know, the last 2 weeks hadn't been great for him. But that's why they've lost. You know, that's their formula. It's to run the football, control the game, and to take play-action shots. But the last 2 weeks, the Raiders and the Steelers have done a good job on him. But he's a good back. I mean, he's got great balance. He can catch the ball. He can protect. I mean, for a rookie, he is a first, second, third down back, and that's special.
You talked about formula.
It's kind of NFL formula. It's you guys, too, right?
When
you
I think
ran
so.
The ball, you were
playing. Absolutely. You know, and that's the quarterback's best friend. When you run the football, you control the game. You know, you can dictate, you know, to the defense. So that's their formula. In the last 2 weeks, it hadn't worked because the running game hadn't been there.
With this team starting well, they never got too high. I'm talking about the Broncos.
Yeah.
Now there's, you know, a couple losses in a row.
Sure.
How do you kept them from getting too high. How do you keep them from getting too frustrated?
Well, just going back to work and trusting the process. You know, no one's blinked, no one's wavered, you know. And, you know, we know we have good schemes every Sunday, you know. Our issues is tighten the details of our job up, you know, and not give the ball away. You know, that's our issue. And our three wins, we're even in turnovers, and our three losses, we're minus eight. It's simply as that. That's where it starts with this team, you know, not being minus eight in three losses. That's where it starts.
When you look at the running game, Vance,
yeah.
Is it part of the way teams are scheming against you? Are you chipping plays? Is there something you see
no.
in the games you're not running, or is it
yeah.
a byproduct of being down early and enforced?
No, we're not tipping plays. You know, I thought in the games where our running game was really good, you know, we saw a lot of shell coverage, a lot of soft cover threes, you know, and now teams have closed the middle, you know, and they're making us block heavy fronts, and they're forcing our pass game to be effective. So, again, I told you guys, I said eventually someone's going to close the middle and make our pass game come alive, and that's what's happened. So we've got to, first of all, with the running game, block the heavy fronts, block the eight-man fronts, and its backs make the guys miss who aren't blocked because it's going to be one guy unblocked in the heavy front. And in a pass game, we have to be efficient. You know, when they close the middle and play man-free or play cover three, we have to be efficient in the pass game. That hadn't happened.
In the last couple of games, the team has struggled with early deficits.
Yes.
How could a fast start help both the offense and the defense?
It's everything to us. It's everything to get off to a fast start. Again, our three wins look the same, and our three losses look the same. You know, we get down by two or three scores. That's not our formula to win. You know, and, you know, we have to be in, I wouldn't say an even game, but a fair game so we can apply our formula. And that's the best thing for our quarterback. Yeah, I mean, he is most comfortable when we can dictate to the defense. We can run the ball, we can play pass, and our worst play can be a punt. That's our formula on offense. When the games are even, okay, when the games are not even, you know, and we're forced to throw the ball 35, 40 times, that's not what we're good at yet.
That's how does Shane Ray look, and what is his return like? What can that mean to your
team? Well, Shane looked great last week in practice. Obviously, he's not in great football shape, but Shane's going to play Sunday. He's going to start. You know, Shane provides that opposite of Vaughn, a great rusher, you know, so they can't tee off on Vaughn. They can't chip both guys. They can chip both guys, but it forces them to run three-man routes. You know, we like that. So having Shane back, you know, obviously a great player, a guy that plays with great energy. So that's going to help our defense.
Is anything from Trevor corrective or anything instructive mm-hmm. working with him as far yeah. as pressure in the pocket?
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, that's every young quarterback. I mean, he has to work on his feel in the pocket and, you know, where to slide, where to push, you know, when to get down, at times knowing when the play is over, throwing the football away. You know, that's part of his growth process. So, absolutely. I mean, he's being instructed on how to minimize the bad plays. That's what he's getting instructed on.
Is part of the instruction then to tell him to climb the pocket? Because mm-hmm. sometimes he drifts back yeah. and causes more problems.
Well, it depends on what the pocket presents. You know, if it's two edge rushers and the inside pocket's soft, you climb in the pocket. If not, you push out left or right. So it's all feel. You know, that's the part you have to work on is feel.
Okay, so Shane working yes. his way back, is he going to be on any kind of snap count on Monday night?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, you know, it being his first game back, you can't play him, you know, the entire game. So absolutely he'll be on the pitch count. And, you know, Shaq's played solid for us, so he deserves to play anyway.
Time for a few more for the coach.
Yeah. On Saturday, your alma mater is retiring, Rashawn Salaam's number 19. Yeah. Talk about what he meant to you as a teammate and mm-hmm. then your favorite memory of Rashawn.
Well, Rashawn was my roommate my senior year, so we were very close. You know, Rashawn was a sweet person. You know, if you knew Rashawn, I mean, he was a great person, first of all. Obviously a great football player. And it's obviously sad what happened to Rashawn. I mean, he's obviously missed in the Buff community.
Yes. How would you rate the sense of urgency for this game against Kansas
City? Every game is urgent. But, you know, this game is, you know, absolutely urgent. You know, I wouldn't lie to you guys and say, you know, it should be urgent. You know, it's a must win. It's always a must win, but it's a divisional game. You know, it's going to allow us to get back into the race, you know, and it hadn't been perfect the last 2 weeks. You know, we've had some adversity, but, you know, with this win, we can get back in the race, and that's what's important, your division. You know, and that's your first goal, you know, as a football team.
How is Jake Buff progressing? Is he on track to play?
Mm-hmm. He is progressing fine. You know, he had a good week last week. And, you know, again, he hadn't played football in a long time, so we're trying to ease him back so he doesn't have any setbacks. He's a little sore after last week. He has to get in football shape, but he wants to get out there. So when he's ready, we'll put him out there.
Where's his stand with Sanders and Watson?
Watson is doing very well. I mean, he's less sore than he was last week, so he should be on track. And Emmanuel is trying. I mean, he's sore, but he's trying. He's a tough dude, man. So if he can go, he will.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Okay, enjoy your day.
Thank you.